Northern Wisconsin boasts of millions of acres of pine, maple, birch, and aspen forests, which scientists in the Aspen Face Project say make it a perfect place for this outdoor experiment. The sprawling facility is surrounded by an 8-foot-high fence to keep out deer, with access at a locked security gate. The first thing you notice is two huge tanks, each bigger than an 18-wheel truck. They hold carbon dioxide, or CO2, and since so much CO2 is used in this experiment, they need to be filled twice daily.
It's fixing to get real noisy right here.
From the air, you'll see 12 circular groups of trees surrounded by 10-meter-high pipes. CO2 or ozone gas, or both, pours out of the pipes to change the chemical composition of the air that the trees breathe. 9 countries have signed on to this project. Researcher Kotri Kates of Estonia says the site gives a somewhat disturbing look into the future. 2 centuries of industrialization have increased greenhouse gases in the Earth's atmosphere, which are expected to double by the end of this century. Kate spent 3 months at Aspen Face this summer and will bring her findings back to Estonia.
I'm quite happy that in US you have that kind of project. I would like in Estonia that Estonia have something like that. But it's good that we can use your materials, and because the forest is the same.
Project manager David Karnowski of Michigan Technological University says this is one of a handful of similar outdoor experiments operating in the United States. Before this, they tested trees in enclosed places like greenhouses.
We needed to get out of those chambers. We needed to have a more realistic, real-world sort of a situation where we had multiple trees. We wanted real intact forest communities. We didn't want to have just a small number of trees inside of a chamber.
So grants from the United States Department of Energy launched this experiment in Wisconsin's North Woods in 1997. For 7 years, Karnowski has watched his trees grow under the influence of ozone and CO2. He says the findings could shape the future of the world's timber industry.
Who will be the winners? Who will be the losers? Will aspen or birch or sugar maple in northern Wisconsin here, we've got millions, probably 40 million acres of those species mixes. And what's going to happen under elevated CO2 in the next 100 years? Will these forests remain as they are?
Mark Kibiski is one of 2 full-time on-site researchers. On a drive around Aspen Face, he pulls up to a ring of trees surrounded by 10-meter-high pipes emitting carbon dioxide, the same gas that comes from the tailpipes of cars.
Now, this particular ring is an elevated CO2 plot. The CO2 is delivered through this copper pipe.
After 7 years, the experiment has found that trees in the CO2 circles grow 30% faster than trees without the gas.
You can look across the ring here. You cannot see the other side of the ring. It's 30 meters in diameter, or about 100 feet, but there's so much vegetation in here that you cannot make out the other edge of this plot. The trees are larger in diameter. They're straight. There's lots of leaf area. They just look very healthy. That is just tremendous contrast to the ozone ring. And we'll go around the corner up here and look at one.
50 meters away, we reach a group of trees that even a visitor can tell looks less healthy.
As we drive up, you can see the trees aren't anywhere near the top of the poles. Even the buffer trees are yellow. There's much less leaf area. The trees are skinny, twisted.
Interestingly, except for stunted maple trees, the tree circles where pipes emit both ozone and CO2 are normal. The leaves of the aspen and birch take in much of the CO2 and convert it to sugar, which goes to the roots, eventually becoming a natural part of the soil. That suggests forests may help alleviate gases that cause global warming. Project Director Karnowski says it appears CO2 and ozone cancel each other out, but he says it's too early to draw conclusions. Ultimately, he says governments will be able to look at this glimpse into the future and make an informed decision on national air policy.
The whole issue of the Kyoto Protocol and our government not signing off on that, and I think there's been some little bit relaxing of the feelings from what I've seen from the president's report now that they're beginning to realize that elevated CO2 is having an impact in terms of global warming, and could be impacting our plant community.
Karnowski says by the year 2100, almost two-thirds of the world's forests will be exposed to high levels of greenhouse gases. He's applied for an extension of Aspen Face in hopes of finding out if forests can help humankind ward off global warming. In Rhinelander, Wisconsin,
it's fixing to get real noisy right here.
I'm Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.